This is Nat. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Reform Radio. This is my show, Manic Pixie Dream Squirrel. Having a silly morning here. But excited to be in the studio once again. Just submitting the last couple of things to get my songs going here. But I hope everyone is having a good start to the week. It is Tuesday, almost June, which is really baffling to think about considering the sheer amount of moving and transition that is occurring for a good amount of people in the next 48 hours. There's a lot of change in the air. And on the note of there being a lot of change in the air, I'm wondering and, you know, focusing on what is going to stay the same. And I've been having a lot of conversations with some friends about, like, moving and how stressful it is. And you really ultimately are just trying to get your body from one place to the next. But, you know, in packing, you realize you're attached to so many material things. And also, you know, you're attached to people, and leaving them makes moving really daunting as well. The playlist I have today is kind of centered around more or less what's staying the same, you know, when you're in these transition states. So it's some songs that I've been clinging to for a while, and also some songs that kind of embody this transition space and, you know, the experience of going through it. Anyways, I hope that makes sense, and I'll get started in just a moment. But yeah, thank you for listening, and I really am wishing you a great day, and I'm excited to be here. So without further ado, we'll get started with some of the Sundays, and then I have the Pixies up after that. So yeah.
Wasting my breath when I say Yep.
All right, you just listened to I Feel by the Sundays, Hey by the Pixies, and Covert by Lush. Covert. I'm used to saying covert in the context of discussing race relations. But anyways, I just found the Sunday song, like maybe on a Discover Weekly. It's a great tool if you have Spotify to broaden your horizons. But I like the line that's like, give me your love and hate in both my hands. And then blah, blah, blah. I'll do something with them. But been thinking for a while about, you know, I say holding both a lot, you know, because things can be really good, but also really endlessly scary and uncertain and bad also. But if you're not holding both, then, you know, you're cutting off like half of the feelings you have about the world. And, you know, that's not a full perception as well. So I just like that line, you know. And I think in holding both the love and the hate, the good and the bad, you're able to, you know, let those things exist with each other. And, you know, they kind of depend on each other in some ways for meaning, but also are completely separate. Haven't really figured that one out or that relationship, but, I like that line. And yeah, I feel fine. You know, is it comfortable to exist with so much at once that's going on? No, but it's fine because, yeah, only responsibility is to, I guess, be present with whatever's going on. And that can be really impossibly difficult sometimes. But I hope all the times for the listeners out there are, you know, easier than bad. and yeah, I actually don't know any of the words to the Lush song, but it sounds cool and it sounds kind of like falling through space a little bit, watching things pass you by. I saw a video the other day that was like comparing cars to, or like cars passing by, like from one bend to the next, like, you know, from entering your line of sight to exiting, and how that's kind of like, you know, the people you see, you know, you have no idea where they're going or where they came from, but you're with them right now on this stretch of road. And that's why I feel so lucky to have met, you know, the people I did this semester, and like the time I spent with everyone. It's we're sharing this stretch of road together, and it's really, you know, it's exciting that, you know, we're all going different ways after this, because that means everyone's going to a new stretch of road. So exciting. And I think those stretches of road are going to be a lot more relaxing and, you know, peaceful, because there are summer stretches of road, but, you know, no expectations is how I'm trying to live. And Hey by the Pixies, you know, is it overdone? Maybe, but I love the song, and Doolittle always reminds me of summer for some reason, just the album. There was this movie I watched two summers ago. It was like a R.L. Stine horror trilogy, and they had this, like, the Pixies, like, woven throughout the soundtrack, and that really got me. So of course they're my favorite movies now, but anyways, yeah, I like the Pixies and their little songs. But yeah, moving into the rest of the playlist, I have Sonic Youth and Interpol and the Smashing Pumpkins. And I don't know if these songs have more of a theme of, like, I don't know, destruction or, like, rebuilding. Next song is called Incinerate, so that's the only thing that's giving destruction, really. But the rest is kind of, like, you know, what can you build with what you have, as I like to think of it. I don't know if the Smashing Pumpkins song I'm going to play is, you know, too much for this AM, but, you know, we're holding everything on the show. So, anyways, here is Incinerate by Sonic Youth. Okay, so that was Incinerate by Sonic Youth and Obstacle One by Interpol. I've been listening to Interpol a bit more. I like some of, I don't know what it is about them that, I don't know. I like their sound, and they're very summery to me. I think it's because a couple summers ago, I like found them on a playlist and listened to two of their songs. It's like, wow, I'm present with this music because it's really good to me. But yeah, I like, they've got slow buildups, and I think a lot of things in life have slow buildups. So to parallel that in song form is quite appealing to me. But I wanted to read a, we're almost at the, halftime, but, yeah, I wanted to read a little PSA. I still hope everyone out there is doing all good and having a great morning. Happy to be even a tiny part of it, and if I'm not, that's very fine as well. But, anyways, to, read this PSA that I just opened up to randomly. It's numbers to think about, if you will. So some numbers to think about. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. So, with that, those skewed numbers, it's numbers to think about, you know? Maybe don't do anything with them, maybe do. There are things to think about. And I have some more would shout out Equal Justice Initiative. That is the one space I'm familiar with, an initiative that's sort of addressing subjects like these. But we'll be back with more information on, you know, what kind of reactions we can have to maybe those numbers, but maybe thinking about that. And yeah, those are some of the bad things in the world, mehaps. but I think there has to be, there's always good to balance something out. Anyways, going into the rest of the show, and by the rest of the show, or at least this next song, I was watching a show on Netflix produced by A24, and it is called Beef, as some people may have already perceived. But they, I finished all of it rapidly, as one does. And it was really good. Also a lot of themes of holding the good and the bad and deciding what to do with it, being wrong a lot of the time, and, trying to repair those mistakes. But anyways, this song, they played at the end of it, and this song is so special to me. It's by the Smashing Pumpkins, and, I think it's about growing up and deciding what to do with it, and not really being afraid of the outcome. And I don't know. They played it at, it's not really a spoiler, but they did play it at the end of the show slash movie, because it's a show slash movie to me. It's really good. But anyways, I get really excited when I like recognize the music in like any media. It, you know, not only am I like looking at the song in a new way and like how it was chosen, but, I connect with the moment that's being expressed more, and I thought it was so good. Anyways, here's Mayonnaise by the Smashing Pumpkins.
time can't be given back. Shut my mouth and strike the demons. Cursed you and your reasons.
Just turn it off.
Was Mayonnaise by the Smashing Pumpkins and Turn It Off by Paramore. Probably two of my favorite songs, and I feel like there's definitely a 75% chance I've already played both of these on the show, which I try not to do, but sometimes they're just saying the right things at the right time and they're applicable in multiple situations. But I just looked at the lyrics like thoroughly for Mayonnaise, and I didn't really know. You know, the one I focus on is I just want to be me when I can. I will. But also, just read that it says try to understand that when I can, I will. I like that line. I'm all visceral because I love these songs so much. But Turn It Off by Paramore. That's been a song I've loved for a long time. Before it gets any better, we're headed for a cliff. You know, that line resonates and doesn't with certain moments. Hello, timer. It's an alarm, actually. I love Paramore so much. They are... Hopefully I'll be clinging on to them. I've been clinging on to them. And, you know, the Smashing Pumpkins and other, you know, sound staples for me. And I just had this thought that, you know, I'm hoping to, you know, beyond college, you know, have a life and grow up more. And I'm excited for these songs to be part of my future also and remind me of the times where I was lucky enough to be here. And yeah. Sorry, all spaced out because of those songs. More lore coming up. I hope that both of those songs took you someplace, you know, reflective. Or if they didn't, that you just enjoyed them. 'Cause, you know, I think in enjoying music where you listen a little closely, it's like, this is saying something, you know, profound. And maybe I could, you know, relate this to my existence or something. Even when you're just listening to that stuff, you're letting it exist with you. Yeah, I think I've also been thinking about music and its implications on mood and the fact that it, you know, touches most parts of your brain. So I'm trying to stay on the positive side of life recently. Nothing too deep, but yeah, you know, you gotta have a little bit of everything. So anyways, my friend has recently made me an Alex G playlist so I can get into Alex G. Do I really know the guy? No. Do I really know this next song that's about to play? I know pretty well. I like could, you know, hum the lyrics, but it's good and it's summery and something to hold on to right now. So anyways, getting to the last songs here, but this is Nah by Alex G. I, you know, think of it in the context of like a gnawing feeling, you know, and the gnawing premonition of change and all that is to come. So anyways, but it sounds sweet, so it makes it more approachable. Anyways, here is Nah by Alex G.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Gnaw by Alex G, Fantasy by Happy Diving, and Sleep Cult by LS Dunes. My friend Cora gave me the first two songs that I just named, so I won't take credit for that, but they're awesome. And, you know, they cut through whatever moment I'm experiencing right now. But, yeah, a little note about LS Dunes. One of the guitarists from My Chemical Romance, which is my favorite band of all time, arguably, is in that group. And it's cool to see his life evolve and change in musicality, more or less. And then, you know, I've also grown up during that time period. Grown up, not that, you know, he's been an adult the entire time. Anyways, this has been Nat. And you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for those of you who have joined me for the past hour. It really means a lot. And I hope that, you know, someone out there from Medford is wishing that you have a great day. Take care of yourself. And yeah, I've had a good morning because I've been here. And I hope that, you know, goes through the microphone or whatever. But yeah, the last song I have, I don't even know if there are words. They just kind of make noise, but it's good noise to me. So it's Sometimes by My Bloody Valentine. And yeah, I hope everyone has a great day. Thanks so much for listening. And I believe you have another great show coming up next. But yeah, thanks so much. Take care, and I'm sending love out there.